This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ben Shapiro is an American journalist who panders to the neoconservative movement in America, the alt-right movement, and who has been refuted many times by myself. Many times. I don't know how many views it's all raked up now. Hundreds of thousands, maybe a million views. I don't know. But we keep slapping him online. We keep slapping him online. And he keeps taking and absorbing the slaps. And I say, continue. I'm going to give you another one today. Get your face ready. Get your cheeks ready. I'm going to slap you again today. I'm going to slap you again. And yeah, you can try and reply. Because recently he tried to retweet something, which had me in the pro-Palestinian march, saying that for us as Muslims, life begins at death, which is probably the least controversial statement any religious person can make. Almost every religious person believes that life begins at death. And yes, of course, I was talking about the Palestinian struggle. You think this is some kind of golden bullet? Is this your fight back? After hundreds of thousands of views, arguments upon arguments, attack upon attack, intellectual assault upon intellectual assault, this is what you try and respond with? How embarrassing. How absolutely embarrassing. What I want to do in this video today is outline three main points. Looking at his tweets and looking at his behavior, especially with the Palestine-Israel conflict, it's very clear that Ben Shapiro wants to promote a culture of censoriousness, a gag culture, where he tries to alienate and ostracize those who go against the standard narrative, the standard pro-Israeli narrative. And it's really ironic that he, of all people, does this, being a spokesperson for, or pundit for, neoconservatives, using freedom of speech as some kind of pretext for refuting and dismantling the transgenders and the feminists and others on the left. But when it comes to the state of Israel, he acts just like those people who he criticizes. He starts labeling people as anti-Semitic. In fact, he tries to confuse and conflate anti-Semitism with anti-Zionism. And he even says that there's a point of convergence between the two things. Let's see what he has to say on these matters.
There's a point where being anti-Israel shifts over into being anti-Semitic. Okay, the conflation between anti-Zionism and Zionism and anti-Semitism, not everybody who doesn't like Israel is an anti-Semite, but every anti-Semite is anti-Israel.
So you see here, this is a threat, a threatening behavior of, I will label you if you don't agree with my narrative. This is pathetic. Use your label. Go ahead. Do your worst. We're not scared of your label. Calling us anti-Semites, when in fact we are Semites. I'm a Semite myself. Arabs are Semites and Arabic is a Semitic language. At any rate, you can call me whatever you like. This does not change the fact that you have not been able to answer a single argument that has been made. And do you know what else you have not been able to do? You have not been able to make one singular, solitary condemnation of the 66 children that have been killed in cold blood by the policies of the Israelis that you defend. Now, you may remember some time ago, you made a video talking about the Muslim radical myth. And you talked about the Muslim moderate myth, or I can't remember what you named the title. But you were basically making the point that all of these Muslims are following Sharia law or believe in it, and therefore there is this many Muslim radicals in the world. What kind of ridiculous notion is that? In fact, if we assume that radicalism, so defined, is when someone supports or does action to terrorize a civilian population, a non-combatant population, then tell me how Israel is absolved from being terroristic or radical from that perspective. And how your support for Israel in its targeting of civilian populations is not itself a type of radical reflection. In that analysis, you're a radical. You are a radical. Stop pointing the fingers of all these Muslims that believe in Sharia law, which they might have different opinions on what it means, when in fact you're the radical one. Because you're the one who makes videos about abortion. You make videos about abortion and you label it as killing children. Abortion is killing children. But when the governments that you support, which is the Israeli government, actually kill children, you have nothing to say about that, do you? You have no condemnation about that, do you? So it's not, and stop pretending that you care about children. You don't care about babies being killed. You only care about certain babies being killed by certain political opponents of yours. If it's a leftist doing abortion, that's killing babies. But when it's an Israeli dropping bombs in the most densely populated civilian areas and 66 children die, you support that state. You are a walking contradiction, and how dare you even show your face in a public sphere after you've contradicted yourself so severely like that. You embarrass yourself. You embarrass yourself. And you know what I say? I say for all of those neoconservatives and alt-right people that follow you, do not let this man and his likes, I'm saying this very clearly, pro-Zionists and his likes, do not let this man fool you into making exceptions. Yes, you're making moral and political exceptions for the state of Israel. If your mantra is we believe in freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and we avoid a culture of censoriousness, and we're averse to a culture of censoriousness, then you can't go ahead and agree with someone or show support to someone who promotes such culture and who uses labeling. Everyone who doesn't agree with him. Rashida Talib in America. You call her an anti-Semite. You call another AOC. Yeah, an anti-Semite. This person's anti-Semite. This person's anti-Semite. To be honest with you, not much difference between what you and the left does by calling this person the racist and this one the bigot and this one the... you're doing the same thing. You're pathetic. You're trying to crush public discourse by censoring and labeling. We're not afraid of your labels. In fact, there's a verse in the Quran, and I'm going to end with this verse of Quran. It states in Surah Yunus chapter 10, when Nuh alayhi salam, he says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنْ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَقَامِي وَتَذْكِيرِي بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ عَلَيْكُمْ غُمَّةً ثُمَّ قُضُوا إِلَيَّ وَلَا تُنْذِرُونَ. He states, if my reminder to you people, he says this to his people, Noah, if my reminder to you people and my standing with your people and my reminder to your people is too big for you to bear, then I rely upon Allah. I rely upon God. I rely upon God. So you, bring together your plots and plans. Bring together your plots and plans and your affair. And don't have any hesitation. Do not have any hesitation in your plan. Meaning, do your worst. Do your worst to us and don't even give us time. Don't give us any respite. We are ready for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.